This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Almost since Pakistan's birth in 1947, the government has been battling a low-level insurgency in the southwest province of Balochistan. It's a remote, thinly populated region. The wider world rarely pays attention to it. But now its strategic position and natural resources are attracting foreign powers. And the insurgency has been growing worse. Balochistan is mostly off-limits to foreign journalists, but NPR's Anthony Kuhn met with members of the Baloch community in the Pakistani port city of Karachi.
Baloch people in search of opportunity come here to Baluchpara, one of several Baloch neighborhoods in Karachi. The dusty walls here are plastered with nationalist graffiti and posters of martyred and missing Baloch rebel leaders. One student activist here says that many young Baluchis see no hope in negotiating with a government that has ignored them for so long.
Balochistan is with Pakistan for 62 or 63 years. What they got? They got nothing. They have no school, colleges, etc. After the experience of 62 or 63 years, you think the political process can solve the Balochistan issue?
The activist spoke on the condition that we only use his last name, Baloch. That's pretty good cover, since many Baloch use that surname out of national pride. Nationalist music pumps out of a parked car. Balochistan is Pakistan's largest and most sparsely populated province. It borders on Iran and Afghanistan, where some Baloch also live. Islamabad has never established thorough control over Balochistan. Its independent tribes have resisted invaders from Alexander the Great to the present day, much like the Pashtun who straddled the border with Afghanistan further north. Baloch nationalist and former senator Tahir Bizenjo hears in all this historical echoes of the days when the British and Russian empires once fought proxy wars and vied for spheres of influence in Balochistan.
To me, the 19th century great game has started in this region again, but in different forms and with different players.
The most conspicuous player in Balochistan right now is China. A government-owned firm is mining gold and copper at Saindek. But Balochistan National Party Secretary General Jahanzeb Baloch says the Baloch have been shut out of the profits.
Every nation has a right to pursue its interest, but the means should be fair. They should make it sure that their interests do not collide with the local people's interest.
How do Balochis feel about being the object of this game?
First of all, Balochis feel helpless that they are being sandwiched in all these powers and this great game. That Chinese are interested in getting to Strait of Hormuz, the energy corridor. The main gate of this energy corridor is Gwadar, Balochistan.
The Chinese have helped build and run the port of Gwadar, just 180 nautical miles from the entrance to the Persian Gulf. China's aim is to bring Middle Eastern oil into Gwadar, through Pakistan and into the adjoining Chinese territory of Xinjiang, and a strategic choke point at the Straits of Malacca. University of Karachi international relations expert Farhan Siddiqui explains China's strategy.
So they would want to establish good ties with Pakistan so that Pakistan can be used as a counterweight against India, in the same sense that the Americans are using or utilizing India against China.
One of the Baluchis' biggest complaints about foreign intervention in their region is that while the U.S. arms Pakistan's army to fight the Taliban, Tahir Bizenjo says Islamabad uses U.S. weapons to kill the Baloch.
Washington has been the supporter of human rights violators, especially in Pakistan. No sensitive American citizen, if he's familiar with the politics of Pakistan, cannot deny it.
Baloch nationalists say that more than 1,000 of their people remain missing, many of them probably killed or kidnapped by Pakistani authorities. The federal government has promised to address the issue of disappearances as part of a comprehensive deal on the Baloch issue. But Jahanzeb Baloch is not optimistic.
They just want Balochistan, not the Baloch. And any Baloch, according to Islamabad, who is a good Baloch, is a dead Baloch.
Farhan Siddiqui says it's doubtful that Balochistan could ever become independent because the Baloch are deeply divided between seeking outright independence and seeking autonomy within Pakistan. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.